The Christmas promise on the Northern Hemisphere. This Christmas is the celebration of the return of the light. The days are getting longer again. The light returns. And eventually, the light will bring the spring. Everything start to blossom. Especially in these times, this happening in the outer world, at least on the Northern Hemisphere, can help us to get in contact with our own inner light, our own inner sun, the light of the soul. And this is not easy, because we have a tendency to reject this light. We push it away. We no longer believe in this light. And yet, remembering this light is, at this day and age, the only way to go. It's the way forward. There is no other way. And the good news is that it is really a beautiful way. It's a way to become yourself. It is the return. It is the awakening. And then why do we reject this light? Because we are stuck in the past. We are stuck in duality. And we have to understand this duality in order to overcome it. Well, duality is very simple, another word for fear. Imagine you are afraid. What does fear do with you? Well, the first thing is, fear tells you that there exists something outside of you. And this is very important. This is in contradiction with the energy and the message from your own soul. This is the message of oneness. You are connected. When you look deep into the eyes of another person, an animal, or even a plant or a rock, you discover this is me. And yet your fear tells you there is something outside you. And what is outside of you? It might harm you. And that is why you are afraid. And this way of looking at the world creates duality. We are here at a certain place where it's safe, and elsewhere there are other things that might harm you. Imagine long ago, eons ago, people were sitting around the fire. and they were afraid of the darkness. Yet darkness is simply the absence of light, but they were afraid. So they started to believe there are monsters, demons in the darkness, and they might harm us. They are lurking there. And they tell stories, they fantasize stories about it. And these stories became a myth, a religion, a mythology, and later a philosophy. And this philosophy became so self-evident that the world was built around this. And we grew up in this world. It's a world with borders, with countries, nations fighting against each other, people with different religions that do not trust each other. And this is the world of duality. And this world has become so self-evident. That we have troubles of seeing, of getting in touch with our own inner light. And yet, now, more than ever, this light is reaching out to us. And more than ever, we need this light. Because it's the only way out. We are looking for a change. We are looking for a different world. And we want to change things around us. But the path is there. And the message is simple. You are the path. And it is a beautiful message. It's a wonderful message. I am telling you this. You are the light. You are the path. Wake up from the dream you are living in. It's a dream of fear. And this fear has become a belief in duality, that there are things outside you and that these things might harm you. And so you have to defend yourself, to secure yourself, to build walls around you. You may not show yourself because people might hurt you. You may not speak out loud your thoughts. People will get angry of you. But you don't have to speak. You just have to radiate your light. And in order to radiate your light, you have to understand that you are light. Your soul is a source of infinite light. And when you allow this light to be, when you are saying, yes, I am this light, and I am ready to radiate this light, then you touch other people, even if they think and they act completely different. You touch them. You don't have to get in discussion with them. Just see their humanity. Everybody on earth wants the best for their children. Want their children to be happy, to blossom. And in this, we can find wonders. There are wars going on. And yet, everybody wants to live in peace and harmony. And why then are there wars? Because people believe in duality. And duality means that other people are evil. And we have to fight them. And as long as we believe this, war won't end. There is only one way out, the way of the soul, the way of the light. And there is really a change. And the change is this, that we are on earth surrounded by the forces of light, by forces of unconditional love. And these forces are reaching out to humanity and they are saying, it is enough. It's time to end the game of duality. It's time to let go of the fear. It's time to reach out and touch each other with the light of your soul, with the love in your heart. This time is now. So go inside and embrace your own beauty. Embrace your own light. Wake up. Be radiant. And start to live in the world of the soul. And living in the world of the soul is being connected with everything in the universe, everything in the future, everything in the past. It is living and knowing that the whole universe is helping you and guiding you on your path. And you are the path. You are the light. Wake up. The time is now.